It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere, great staff. Everything's great, basically. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not give the White Sands Hotel a try, located in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We were contacted by a lady that we're just calling S, the letter S, and she writes the following. If you do cover this topic on your podcast, just say, I live in Mulhuddart, but don't say where. There's a couple that live on my road, and they've two lovely young kids that pal with my daughter. But the thing is, the parents are major cokeheads. They're doing it three or four times a week, according to them. We found this out when I seen them do it myself over the bank holiday, when we called in for drinks, and they talked about talked proudly about the fact that they are on the bag. My partner says that we should report them to social services because the kids are in danger living with two cokeheads. Do you think we should? Because it's disgusting that they're snorting cocaine when the kids are asleep half the week. And that's from a lady that we are just calling S. And in fact, we did have an issue earlier on, and I know we want to just clarify this issue.
So the girl who does our social media today is only new, and she forgot to block out the name on the message that she sent us. So, but for the podcast, we are just calling this woman S. But we do want to apologise to S that her name was left on the message. And by the way, I want to apologise as well for my sore throat on today's podcast. I just have a dose of laryngitis, but Adrian couldn't do it on his own, so he dragged me in even though I'm dying. No, I'm actually feeling great. I just can't get the words.
You just don't sound great.
I just can't get the words out. Anyway, let's get down to business.
So, my opinion on this is...
I don't know your opinion, by the way. We didn't get a chance to talk.
My opinion on this is, mind your own bloody business, S. It's none of your business. Unless you believe or you've seen any evidence that the children are in harm's way. Well, that's really my argument.
I think they are in harm's way, and I don't think you need need evidence, to be honest with you. Any parent, by the way, this is such a huge, huge issue. I only realised when I got talking to people, different neighbours and stuff like that, who'd be telling me about different families. Cocaine is used among middle class, lower class, upper class. The amount of parents who are doing cocaine on a weekly basis, who have children asleep in the bedroom, it would absolutely shock you. I found out recently about a family as well, that the mother and father, who have very good, respectable jobs, by the way, really good, respectable jobs, especially the husband. The husband has a very, very good job, and to look at him, you would never think that he would dabble. But I guess... what is the profile for someone who dabbles in coke?
There is no profile, yeah.
But when I found this out, I was absolutely shocked. And they have three kids. They have three kids under the age of 15. And the two of them do it habitually every weekend. And I was shocked. So I would say to S in Mulhuddart, and by the way, if you are commenting on our Facebook page, we had to block a few people earlier on for naming the road in Mulhuddart. We have to be very careful for legal reasons that we do not identify this family at the moment. But as far as I'm concerned, this is cut and dry. Report.
Jeremy, we don't have any evidence at all that this couple's children are in any way in harm's way. We don't.
The evidence is that their parents are coke snorting junkies. That's all the evidence I need to know. And I think, I mean, there's another person, I won't mention the person's name, a high profile person, that has regularly admitted that he does cocaine and he has kids in his house. Do you think they're safe?
But I don't know, because I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, you do know who I'm talking about.
I don't actually.
There,
but
look.
Who? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
He should be investigated as well.
Okay, the question really is, do children come into harm when their parents are cocaine users? And my argument is, unless there is evidence that the children have come into harm...
No, the evidence is that they are cocaine users.
No, that's not evidence that the kids are in any harm's
those
way.
Those children are in danger and they should be got out of the house ASAP.
For what? And put into care?
Yeah.
Put into care?
The parents are doing cocaine 3 to 4 nights a week, yeah? I don't know if the kids are awake or they're asleep and they're doing them. You cannot be a responsible parent when you're doing cocaine, okay? That is the bottom line. They are cocaine junkies. The kids should not be in the house. And I'm actually surprised at you. I think it's quite irresponsible. For you using your platform and... No.
All I'm saying is, unless there is evidence, what are they reporting? They're reporting that the parents are using cocaine, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday won't even be interested in that unless they're reporting that the kids are actually in harm's way, neglected or whatever.
They are being neglected.
How do you know?
By virtue of the fact that the parents are doing cocaine, they're being neglected. And let's just supposing one of the kids gets a hold of the bag of white, yeah?
No, you're being ridiculous. No, yes, if something like that happens, then report.
Okay,
at this moment, Jeremy, the only thing we have to go on here is that these parents have used cocaine or regular cocaine users. All we know.
Okay, I take everything back. S, you shouldn't report. You should wait until one of the kids overdoses from cocaine and ends up dead, and then you should report it. So take Adrian's advice. Wait until the kids
get... Jeremy, you could say the exact same thing about having alcohol in the house.
No.
A kid might swig a whole bottle of vodka and end up in hospital. That's ridiculous. You would assume that these people are...
My kids...
sorry, hang on. You would assume that these parents are wise enough to keep the kids away from their cocaine.
They shouldn't be doing cocaine while they're in the care of children. They shouldn't be doing it. Now, if you were to put a bag of cocaine on a table in my house, for argument's sake, my kids love those. What are those things called that you dip the lollipop into?
Dib-dabs.
They love dib-dabs. They would not know the difference. I'm telling you.
But then you shouldn't leave it around.
I'm telling you now. If those kids see those bags of white stuff in the living room or in the bedroom or wherever the parents are doing it, yeah. There's a chance that those kids will take that cocaine. But Adrian says, wait until the kids are in hospital with overdose. Wait. Just wait.
I didn't say that. I'm assuming that these people are responsible enough to not let their kids get hold of the cocaine. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. 085-825-2626. Eddie has been in touch.
Good afternoon, chaps. Here's the thing about cocaine. It is rife in Dublin, in Ireland. And it's not just the drug of choice anymore for the fucking Canada Goose grey tracksuit wearing fucking street urchin. It's the drug of choice for the hoi polloi of Dublin society. Doctors, lawyers, journalists. There's a bloody good chance that someone you know has kids and they fucking take coke. You're just not aware of it, you know? And I'm telling you now, if everyone was to hold their hands up and say that they do it, and two, so were to take their fucking kids, they'd be inundated and you wouldn't know where to put them. What's the solution? Haven't a clue. You just hope people wise up. What I'm telling you now, it is fucking rife.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. Well, you've heard the story from this lady, S, telling us about these parents that... they were socialising with over the bank holiday weekend and found out that they're doing cocaine 3 or 4 times a week, even when the kids are in bed. What's your view on this?
She should report them.
Why?
Because the kids are in danger.
In what way?
Because the parents are cokeheads. Like, let's say for an example, that one of them were completely off their head. How are the kids going to react then?
Well, I don't know is the answer to that, because I don't really know the effects that cocaine has on people because I've never done it.
Neither have I.
Well, my understanding of the effect of cocaine is you're super alert, super hyped, so you're not snoozing off or goofing off or anything like that. You're actually wide awake. Isn't that why it's the party drug? It keeps people going.
Okay, it's not a drug no drug should be used. No hard drug should be used around. It's a hard drug, okay? It's even more more difficult than or more powerful than cannabis or anything like that. It's a class A drug. It should not be used in a house where children are being raised. Why can you not get that, Adrian?
Okay, let me refer back to Eddie's message a couple of minutes ago, where Eddie was basically saying cocaine is so rife, if every parent was reported to TUSLA and all of the children were kept taken into care, we'd have nowhere to put them. We literally would have nowhere to put them. What about that, Anya?
Well, the kid, okay, if there was nowhere to put the kids, okay, if there was nowhere to put the kids, if there was no care system for those children, okay.
But Eddie's point is that it is so widespread. There are so many people doing cocaine that if we were to report every single one of them who have kids and all those kids were taken into care, the whole system would fall apart. In other words, it's just not practical to be reporting on every cocaine user and get their kids taken into care.
But is it safe for kids to be living under a household that their parents are cokeheads?
Well, you obviously believe not. You obviously believe that the kids in this situation are in a very dangerous situation and they should be taken into care.
Yeah, they should be, because with those kids being in care, they'd be a hell of a lot safer than under a roof with two cokeheads.
Okay, so you believe that this lady S should report parents here to TUSLA and try and get them to take the kids into care. You think that's the ideal solution here?
Yeah, 100%. I do the same myself. I would do the exact same myself.
Okay,
so
you would pick up the phone and report these two cocaine users.
Yeah.
Now, as somebody pointed out on our Facebook page a while ago, there are some heroin users who have care of their own kids that haven't had their kids taken into care, is what I mean.
Well, those kids should be also taken off them. No drug user parent, like the way I look at it is, Adrian, no drug user parents should have any access to their child, because all they care is about taking their drugs and everything else. They don't care about the safety of their kids.
This is all you assuming this. We don't know these parents. These parents could be the best parents in the world. They could be brilliant parents.
They're not the best parents in the world. Would you stop dramatizing or stop glorifying their behavior, Adrian? They are junkies. They are cocaine junkies, and you're making lies.
Okay, so let's talk about a different drug. Parents who smoke.
Hang on. We're talking about this particular family.
Okay, but in this case, it's cocaine. What about parents who smoke spliffs at night?
We're not talking about that. We are. No, we're not.
The argument here is that you believe that kids are in danger because taking drugs alters your hard drugs.
I wouldn't compare cocaine to cannabis, to be honest with you. No, I don't approve of either. I've never done either.
And what's the effect of cocaine that would impede your ability to parent or to be parents to your children? Come on, tell me.
I just think you're being very irresponsible playing this down. That's all I'm saying.
I want you to tell me how cocaine use can put kids in danger. And Anya, I want to ask you the same question.
Because with them being so fucking high up in, excuse the language, because they're being so fucking high up and they don't know what they're doing because they're so drugged up, the kids are literally in harm's way. They are literally in pure danger, plain and simple.
Okay, stay there for a second, Anya, if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. And if you've ever taken cocaine, do you believe that cocaine users are capable of being good parents? What?
And by the way, and thank you for asking that question, you're not going to get any parent on that will admit. You might get someone on who's not a parent admit to you. You won't get any parent on to admit that they do cocaine. Why is that?
I don't know.
No, come on, don't be
silly. I don't know.
Don't be silly. Why do you
considering so many do?
Yeah, why do you not? Why do you think that it would be a struggle to get someone to? We're not. By the way, I'm not even going to ask for that because we're not going to get it. We're not going to get a parent on this show to say, at 10 o'clock tonight, I'm going to open up the bag.
No, I'm not saying we're going to get that. All I said was, if you've ever used cocaine, do you believe that when you consume cocaine, you are capable of being a proper parent?
Why do you think a parent would be afraid to ring in this show and say they do cocaine when their kids are in bed?
Probably because they'd be ripped asunder.
Why would they be ripped asunder?
Because some people like Anya and you believe that the kids should be taken into care.
I'd say it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and they know they're doing wrong.
Let me go to Keigo. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are we, lads? Happy Monday.
Indeed. How are you? Well, what's your view on this? Should this woman report these parents to childcare services because she believes that these kids are in some danger?
There's two things going on here, right? Number one, she doesn't really know what's going on. But number two, like when you get that specific, when we're just talking about cocaine, you got to talk about them all. And then when you talk about all of them, you kind of go, listen, the one thing we can all say as parents is we've had a few too many beers around our kids.
Absolutely.
And that's not a good thing either, you know. So, like, cocaine is terrible. If anyone thinks the parents on cocaine is a good idea, just go walk around town closing time. It's an awful place and it's all based on cocaine. So obviously it's not a good thing to do. No one should do it. No, none of us should smoke or drink in front of our kids, you know, to excess, all that sort of stuff. But this lady reporting her neighbours on something she doesn't know about, I think just chill the beans a wee bit. If she sees something,
she claims that these parents actually admitted doing cocaine 3 to 4 times a week, apparently.
Yeah, but like she doesn't know if they do it when the kids are in the house, when the kids are, you know, they could be away with their grandparents, you know, all this sort of stuff you don't know. You know, like people say, I'm in the piss 3 nights a week, but like maybe the kids are with their grandparents or their wife or their whatever, you know what I mean? So like you don't know the whole story. And it's like it's while it's not good to do drugs at any stage of your life, it's also not good to be a curtain twitcher in your neighbourhood. That's part of the problem too.
Okay, so your argument is, if we're thinking of reporting somebody for taking cocaine, then we should do the same if they're drinking too much, if they're smoking cannabis, any type of drug. But that's just ridiculous, isn't it?
If the kid is in danger, regardless what the drug is, but the problem, what I'm saying is this lady doesn't know. This lady doesn't know what's going on in the house. And that's why you have it in every single neighborhood.
Sorry, Keigo, she does know what's going on. She was in the house when they were doing coke at some party and stuff like that. And they've admitted that they do it 3 to 4 times a night. Cocaine.
3 or 4 times a week.
Or a week. Cocaine has been used in the house while children are present.
Well, if she knows that, then she doesn't need to call us. She can go and report them. You know what I mean? Like the whole thing is, if you know something's happening, you can't report something you don't know. You know, if she knows that it's happening, then absolutely 100% straight to the police.
Apparently, they admitted that they are doing it 3 or 4 times a week. But again, Jeremy, where do you draw the line here? What do we report people for? Drinking too much? Having a drink every night? Having a bottle of wine every night while the kids are in bed?
Why are you trying to muddy the water?
Because I would argue with you that somebody pissed out of their head is far more a danger to children than somebody who's on coke.
But then you know nothing about cocaine. Talk to somebody
You don't either.
I don't.
Because you haven't been able to tell me the effect that cocaine has on somebody and their ability to be a parent.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
How are you doing?
Well, Ross, should these parents be reported to childcare services because they have done drugs or they do cocaine regularly?
I do think that they should be reported.
You do think?
If they're doing it three or four times a week with kids in the house, they should be reported. Now, for one thing, I've gone to a wedding there a while ago and I was driving and I dropped a few people back to their gaff. And I knew they were doing coke. Some of them were not. No, I'll say it right now. Some of them weren't capable of looking after their kids. So the grandparents took the kids. Some of them did look after the kids. They were taking coke. They were well able to look after the kids. But just going back to the drinking.
Just on that. So some people who were doing cocaine weren't capable of looking after their kids, but others were.
Yeah.
And what was the difference? What was the difference in their behaviour or whatever?
Like the ones who talk too much of it were walking around and they're chewing the jaw off themselves. You know when you see them in the nightclubs and all going around with the jaw and their eyes wide open and stuff?
Okay.
They look like they're looking straight through you.
And the others? That's what they were like. And the others, the others not a bother?
The others just looked like they were jolly and like they didn't look like they were... It looked like, to be honest with you, it just looked like they were drunk.
Okay, you were going to say about alcohol.
Yeah, I was just going to say that about the drink. Like, Jeremy's saying that it's a lot more dangerous for, like, I think for both circumstances it's the same. If you're sitting in your house and you're drinking, and if you drink too much, you can black out and pass out. You're not able to look after your kids there. So what's the, like, why is it all right to drink at home and to look after your kids?
And that's directed at you.
Well, I don't drink at home, as you know, and I've never been drunk in front of my kids for a start. But I wouldn't compare alcohol to cocaine, Ross. I'd put alcohol on the scale.
I completely agree with you there. Like, yeah, I really would put it as, like, cocaine up the top of the list, like, as with heroin and stuff. I'd put alcohol down, weed down as well, but... Like, there's alcoholics out there who literally will drink all day or all afternoon when they have their kids. Mm-hmm. The kids are in the house in the evening. They put the kids to bed and then they'll still sit there and drink and then they'll pass out from drinking so much during the day. They might wake up a few hours later and the kid is still in bed. There's loads of, like, there's hundreds of people, thousands of people out there doing the exact same thing.
Okay, but this is where my argument at the very start of this conversation comes from. If this person S has any evidence of any harm coming to these children, then by all means report to Two-Step. But from what I can gather, they have two lovely young kids that pal with this lady's daughter, and she has not seen anything in terms of harm coming to these children, nothing whatsoever.
She just worries that if her child is going to be in the house with her, with their children, and if they're playing or something, she's probably worried is her child going to find it. That's probably where she's coming from. To me, it sounds like the kids aren't, like, listen, they probably are in danger if they're doing coke 3 or 4 times a week, but the way she's coming across there, that they don't seem to be in danger, because if they were, she would have just went straight to the authorities straight away.
Absolutely, and this is the whole point I'm making. And the voice note that I played a while ago, if every parent who takes cocaine was reported to Tuzla, they wouldn't have the staff to cope with it.
Yeah, but most parents, lads, who do cocaine, you never know about it. As I said, I only found out about it.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it around their kids.
Yeah, I only found out about a certain family.
Hang on for one second. There's no suggestion that these parents are doing anything around their kids.
No.
Yeah, lads,
your baked beans on toast is ready. Here, I'll snort some coke while you're having your tea. No, that's...
But Adrian, if in reality they're doing it 3 or 4 times a week, are the kids out of the house 3 or 4 times a week for them?
No, but they might be...
I don't think they're saying, here, go up to your grandparents for the night there, we're going to...
No, but they might be... The kids might be in bed.
They could be, but then again, if they're doing it while they're in bed, it's like, they're still not in the right shape to look after the kids. What happens if something happens to the kid and they have to, like, I don't know, the kid chokes on something or something seriously happens to the kid and they have to get the kid to hospital straight away to rush it? They can't get into the car. It's the same as drinking as well now. You know that you can't get into the car and drive off, but like, this is the thing that, like, should there always be one parent who's not under the influence of anything, like drink even as well, when you're looking after kids? Is this what we're talking about?
Yeah, but Ross, you see, that's the difference. If we were to ask people on this podcast now, if we were to say, are you a parent who has ever had a bottle of wine while your kids were in bed tonight, we'd have loads of calls on saying it, yeah?
Mm. Everybody, most people would say yeah.
Most people would say yeah, I wouldn't see a problem with it, but we've asked for one parent to come on the show and admit that they do coke while their kids are up in the bedroom, and not one has come on, because they know that there's a huge difference.
Yeah, well, we had somebody on before saying that him and his missus do it. Now, it wasn't when the kids are in the house, wasn't it? Not, I think it was a date night they were talking about once a week or something they did on the weekend.
Jeez, I don't
remember that, to be quite honest with you.
That was a while back. Your man came on and he said him and his girlfriend, or him and his missus do it at night time on the weekend or something. They have a bit of a, they didn't see anything wrong with it. They did it on the table. It was in the comments and all, people were saying it there. They would do it on the table and stuff.
But it'd be very rare for somebody to admit that, do you not agree?
Oh, very rare, yeah.
Like, certainly, if I was in, I've never been out, Jesus, maybe people just know not to do it around me. I've never been at a house party where people have been passing around cocaine, and if it did, I'd just walk out because it's not my scene. But I tell you,
I smoked weed before.
But that's a completely different, on a completely different
like,
level, isn't
like,
it?
I can't tell. Do you know, like, the other, what's that other drug? They tell you get a lot. Speed and MDMA. You don't hear much of that anymore, but that's a pretty serious drug as well, the cocaine, and people are doing that, looking after their kids.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, this lady should think about reporting on these parents who use cocaine.
If she has evidence that the kids are in danger, she should be reporting.
But she doesn't. That's the point I keep making. She has no evidence that the kids are in any danger. They're lovely kids, apparently.
How long does cocaine stay in your system? Like, if she went to the authorities and said that this was happening, could the authorities, like, could Tuesla get, like... Can they demand a drug test from the parents to see if they're under the influence while they're looking at the kids?
I genuinely don't know that Tuesla would do anything. If you rang and said, I know two parents that are doing cocaine. Yeah.
No,
and
if you said it in that way, I don't think you do it.
No.
If you rang up to say, like, that I know two parents who are doing coke 3 or 4 times a week, their kids are walking around the streets in dirty clothes.
But that's not the case
exactly,
here.
Exactly. But that is not the case.
Okay, but...
They hang around with her daughter, and if she wouldn't be letting her daughter hang around with two kids who aren't getting everything, do you know what I mean?
Let me read stay there for a second. Let me read a message that came in a couple of minutes ago.
Before you do, don't read out the name of the road on it.
Yeah, no, I won't. Yeah. Don't read out my name, but if you're talking about blankety blank in Mulhuddard, my girlfriend lives on that road and we know that family. Their coke parties are well known in the estate. And I know before you ask, because I've been at one, was there on Halloween, and it was like a scene from Scarface. No joke. I was disgusted with what I seen, because when the party with coke was going on, the kids were in the front room watching films.
Jesus.
We left. It was so wrong. Now, we don't know if this is the same people.
That's the same road.
How do you know the road?
So she gave the same road on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, you can't assume it's the same people.
Cocaine use is so bloody rampant that it could be anybody. Okay, and there's a fair few houses on that road.
That is the same road, yes or no?
Okay, it doesn't mean it's the same family. Mm. But, if there's coke parties being held in the house while the kids are in the next room watching the telly, that's a different issue altogether. But again, you pick up the phone and you ring Tuesla and say, my neighbours are taking cocaine.
At least, would you not agree, Ross, that if you do that, at least you'll have a clean conscience then, and if something did happen with the child, at least you say, well, I warned Tuesla. Tuesla aren't fit for purpose anyway, to be honest. But if you were, imagine finding out this weekend that one of those children had picked up a bag of white and ended up in hospital, and you had the chance to intervene.
Stay there for a second, Ross. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Who is?
Good. Now, Jess, you also believe that these parents should be reported.
Yeah, but what we're meant to do is take the typical approach of let's not do anything until it's too late. But what good is that going to do?
Because a lot of people believe that it's an overreaction. Just because they're using cocaine doesn't mean they're going to harm anybody.
Yeah, it's grand. Let's just wait until one of the kids licks it off the table or something because they're not cleaning it properly. No. Not a hope.
Okay, so if you knew that neighbours of yours were cocaine users, were using it regularly, would you report them?
100%. And as Jeremy said, even if they didn't do anything, at least I could sleep at night knowing I said something.
And what would you say? Okay, so you're ringing them.
If I was this, and I'd say to them, look, they admitted it right to me. I went to their house, they admitted it, they do it 3 to 4 times a week. I'd say it was admitted to me. Do a drug test on them if you don't believe me.
But again, I'm arguing that without any evidence... Without any evidence that these children are being harmed in any way, are being neglected in any way, which by the sounds of it, they're not.
They're in a house with narcotics. What are you meant to do? Wait until it's too late, until they ingest it and end up in Temple Street?
Hang on, Jess.
That's a completely
different conversation about the kids getting access to the cocaine. That's downright irresponsible parenting if that happens, and you would like to trust that they wouldn't do that.
They're more likely not cleaning the surfaces properly. They're probably taking it on the same kitchen table that the kids eat breakfast off.
You see, I think I really believe people are running wild with themselves.
No, they're absolutely not.
Because it's a house for narcotics and kids in it. I couldn't care if it was just the two of them in the house. Let them do what they want. But they have kids. Nah.
Sorry, by the way, that is the same family. Look, the age of the kids. So what's the chances? But
allegedly.
Well, what do you mean allegedly? We haven't named them. That is the same bloody family. And he's after saying the kids were in the front room watching movies on Halloween night, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
While they were doing cocaine in the kitchen. Hello.
No, that's bang out of order.
Oh, thanks.
That's bang out of order. Stay there for a second, Jess. Kian.
Before you all start getting worried around, no, I'm not a parent of children of my own. I've just experienced it. You know what I mean? I've experienced kids being abused by their own parents because they're on drugs. And yes, absolutely, they should very well be fucking reported. And again, Adrian, cop on to yourself. Normie, you're my favourite presenter and you're on my side and I'm completely normally with you and I normally disagree with what Jeremy says. But no, not this time. Sorry, I agree with Jeremy and some of the other listeners, especially with Anya. Yes, they should very well be reported.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Should parents who use cocaine be reported to Child Protection Services? That's the question that we're asking on today's Opinions Matter. Mal, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not a bother, thanks. Well, what's your view on this? Should this woman, who just has information that the parents are cocaine users, should this woman report these parents?
Well, she can report them, but I don't, like, the situation that I know of, I know a girl who is a heroin addict and has a young child, she's about 7, and she's been reported multiple times by me and other people in the estate, and she also just come out, and as long as the child is fed, has clothes on his back, and there's eating and stuff in the house, they don't kind of do anything.
And that's the argument I've been making all along. I genuinely don't believe that Tuzla will do anything unless there is any proof or suggestion that the kids are in harm's way.
Sorry, Mal, I don't know if you
heard. Yeah, like this little one of you, we have to bring her into the house one time and actually get rid of the nits that were in her hair. She was riddled with nits, God love her. And the same thing, like they did nothing. Now they do house checks on her. I know they do random house checks on her, but the child is still there today.
And that's despite repeated calls reporting on this heroin addict mother.
Yeah, and like I know another situation in the same estate where a heroin addict again, she actually overdosed on her sofa. Her son was had additional needs and her son found her on the sofa with a needle in her arm. She was dead. Like,
yeah, that's awful. That is absolutely dreadful.
Yeah, but the same thing, like that child had additional needs and was left in her care.
Okay, but again, telling me the story of the child with the nits, that is neglect and obviously that child should be taken into care, but there is absolutely nothing at all to suggest that the kids of these cocaine users are in any way neglected. So you believe, obviously, that it's a complete and utter waste of time reporting on these parents?
Yeah, well, even because, like what you're saying, like, them kids seem to be healthy and happy and they're going around the estate and they're well-dressed and stuff, so if Tuzla came out, they're just going to look at it and go, oh, no, they're fine. Like, because, like, there's a situation where that child is cared for, but not in the best way, and she's still in her parents' care, and she's a heroin addict.
Tell me, because this is stuck in my head now, just when you mentioned the child had tics in her hair, what age is this child for a start?
She's either 7 or 8.
Oh my God.
I'm not 100% sure, but like she's tiny, like, and she just be out till all hours of the night. Like, I just feel terrible. Like, you'd hear her mother like screaming around the estate looking for her because she'd just be in random people's houses that she can go into.
Oh my God. And what's,
bad.
When she came into your house, what sort of condition was the child in?
She was riddled with nits. Now, she had, like, she was well-dressed and she was well-fed and stuff like that, but she was riddled in nits. Like, it took us, I think, like 4 or 5 different attempts to get the nits out of her hair.
That is awful. And would the parents have been aware that you were doing that?
Probably not.
Wow. So they had no idea, or this mother had no idea that you were treating this child's nits?
Probably not, no. Well, I never said anything because it just turned into probably a drama that I wouldn't want to get into. But, No, I never said anything, so I doubt that she would have known. Now, this woman is also on the game. There is a hotel behind us that men regularly do be in and out to her as well, visiting. That's why the child is the out till all kind of hours.
So not only is she, she's obviously on the game as well. She's obviously selling herself to make money for. So I can't get my head around this.
But again, this story is a completely different level. It's a completely different level.
But I'm just so.
And that's why I'm saying I don't think that they do anything to the likes of them. Like cocaine would be a lot less of a risk than heroin would be. And you can see like they're not doing anything to help that child.
I'm sorry, who did you report the mother to?
Tusa.
And they did nothing about it?
No. They sent somebody out. I remember they did that.
Yeah, and their job.
To do a welfare check.
Yeah, and that's their job, is to do a welfare check. And as you said yourself, Mal, if the child is dressed, is being fed, and has a roof over its head.
So hang on. Let me get this straight, Mal. Tusla think it's okay that the mother is selling her body to pay for her drugs and that she's on heroin while trying to mind a child, and the child is covered.
Well, I don't know if they know that she's selling herself, but like it's pretty obvious by looking at her that she's on heroin, like, you know, by looking at her it's very obvious. But
again, the child is still in her care, basically.
Yes, she's still there today. Yeah,
but that, if that doesn't prove that you're completely wasting your time to report these parents, Tusla will literally do nothing, so it's pointless.
No, but at least, Mal, at least you have peace of mind knowing that you did something to try and help that child.
And as I said, in Mal's case, this is completely different. The child is being neglected. There's proof that the child is being neglected. There's none whatsoever where it comes to these parents. Let me go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela.
Really tough one. obviously, I'm not going to name names or anything, but I do know someone who for the past 2.5 years has been trying to get custody of his son because his ex is a coke addict. The house goes without electricity, food, bins, everything. And Tusla will not remove that child because she is claiming mental health problems, she's claiming this, she's claiming that. They cannot just go in and say, give us a piss test. They can't do that.
But this is the point I was making at the very start, that people are giving out yards about me even saying it. Ringing Tusla and say, I know two parents that are using cocaine, is proof of absolutely nothing. Their job is the care and well-being of children, and there is no proof at all.
There's no proof that the child... You could actually take a video of those two parents doing lines of coke and Tusla arrives down and go, house is fine, kids are fine, you know. And actually, they could have just been doing it that one night.
Well, sorry.
I'm telling you, as much, Jeremy, as much as I would love to turn around and say, go report them, get those kids out of that house, nobody will do anything.
Well, That's all I've been saying.
You're knocking, you are banging your head against a brick wall.
Okay, but just as
because they won't do it.
Okay, just as you mentioned that, Gary, who sent us the original message there about 20 minutes ago, about his girlfriend living on the same road as his house, has just sent us a WhatsApp photograph, and it's from the house inside.
Allegedly,
the house.
Jeremy. So allegedly, we don't know that it's the same house.
Sorry, so he's inside a house in Mulhuddard last Halloween. Halloween just gone, in the kitchen. The photograph is taken in the kitchen. Adrian, I want you to describe what's in that photograph there. What are you looking at in the kitchen?
I don't know what I'm looking at in the kitchen.
So you can't see what's on the table there.
It's a blurry shit
what's
photograph.
On the table?
Is there
cocaine on the table, Jeremy?
Well, it's not sugar. It's not sugar.
But how do you know?
But then, Jeremy, where are the kids?
Well, they're not. There's no kids in this photograph.
Well, then.
It's just a photograph.
Again, it's no proof of anything.
It's no proof. They'll go, so they were at a party inside the house. They had a party in their house. There is no proof. Now, if you showed me a picture of the two kids, now, I'm not saying that any of this is right. I'm not saying it right. It's completely wrong. But when you're looking at reporting it, unless you saw those two parents snorting a line of cocaine off the table while the two kids are sitting there eating their breakfast, Tusla will do nothing.
Well, this photograph clearly shows people standing around the table. There's clearly cocaine on the table. I don't care.
By the way, I don't even believe that photograph. Who actually takes a photograph in a kitchen of people doing lines of cocaine?
Sorry,
seriously.
I've regularly been at house gatherings and house parties.
Oh, I tell you, I have a video there that you'd be very shocked at if I told you that got sent to me 6 months ago. People do stupid things when they're stupid.
Okay, but the bottom line is, and let's stress this again, the bottom line is Tuzla will do nothing because there is no proof of any neglect of these children. End of story. And that's why it's a complete waste of time.
Jeremy, if you look at all of the stars around the world, right, when you see photographs of the mouse doing coke, doing lines of coke, even if they're in a house, do any of the child protection services go and remove their kids? No. Why? Because the kids aren't there. It's wrong. It's totally wrong. I'm not saying it's right. But what I'm trying to explain to everyone is Tuzla won't do anything. If those kids are fine, if they walk out the door, fed, watered, clothed, dressed, Tuzla won't give a shit.
Thanks, Angela. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Jonathan.
Well, I don't agree with anyone doing drugs or taking cocaine 4 or 5 times a week where they have kids in the house. The question you have to ask is, can they afford to have it? Are the kids getting to school? Are the kids going to bed hungry? Are the kids cold? Are the kids being well taken care of? You know, some people just get used to the certain kind of stuff. And if them kids are not in physical danger at the minute, yeah, accidents can happen with drugs. Like Adrian said, same thing can happen with drink and all the rest of it. So unless these children are physically and visually suffering because of this habit, then yeah, like Adrian said, got nothing to do with anybody. Because if you were to start telling the guys and people doing cocaine, probably two-thirds of the country would have their kids taken off to at this stage. You know, it's a blatant joke. But like I said, if people going around on prescription drugs, dozing out ahead, and, you know, you have heroin addicts out, hold on to their kids, walking out with their maternity hospitals, junked up out ahead. They don't take, the state doesn't take the kids off then. So, you know, yeah, mind their own business until she sees something to report. Just mind their own business.
And that's literally the argument I've been making all along. Without any evidence of harm coming to these kids, mind your own business, because nothing's going to happen unless she sees these kids being neglected or being harmed in any way. Then Tuzla will literally do nothing.
So my question then would be, what does a parent have to do to get their children taken off them?
But you just heard the story of the heroin addicts.
Well, no, what?
With the nits.
So what does a parent have to do?
Be abusing your children, harming physically or mentally harming your children. Now, in that case, the heroin addict, obviously harm is coming to that child.
By the way, lads, I'm so tempted to post that photograph in the kitchen. Adrian is saying it's nothing, but you can see your man with his hand up to his nose.
It could be a bloody AI photograph for all you know.
It's not AI.
I'm posting the photograph.
It's not
so ridiculous. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening and we'll catch you on the next one.